Radio Theater is on the air.
Yes, the riders on the radio. Come on, partner, saddle up and go. Get ready for the cowboy show. Yodelay, yay. We've been working since the break of day. We've been doing it the cowboy way. Now it's time to play. We're gonna ride and rope and wrangle the tune. We're gonna hoot and holler and howl at the moon.
Yes, partners, it's time to saddle up and ride the airwaves once again with America's favorite cowboys, Riders in the Sky. To Slim, the man of many hats.
Howdy.
Sweaty Paul, the king of the cowboy fiddlers, and Ranger Doug, the idol of American youth. This is Texas Big Spinner inviting you to join Riders in the Sky for a thrilling program of high yodeling adventure.
We're gonna ride and rope and wrangle a tune. We're gonna hoop and holler and howl at the moon. Every buckaroo and buckaroo, there's a place around the fire for you, with riders in the sky. So come on and let's ride.
And now with the 2,197th performance of their lifelike career, here are Riders in the Sky.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, buckaroos and buckarettes. What a wonderful, warm, and appreciative crowd here in the beautiful Emory Theater. Thank you, Texas Bix Bender, the voice that put a baby chick in every fourth home in America. Welcome to Riders Radio Theater. We have pound for pound what could possibly be the finest radio show ever presented tonight. So let's get to it. Let me first introduce our goofy bassist, Too Slim.
Yup, that's me.
Thank you, Slim. The glowing and glacial king of the cowboy fiddlers, Woody Paul!
Woody.
I know how to glow, but I don't know if I know how to be glacial, Ranger Doug. But anyway, thanks, folks, and the rudder of the riders steering us through stormy waters, the idol of American youth, Ranger Doug.
Thank you so much. And our orchestra, under the direction of the master of the Belly Baldwin, Joey the Cow Polka King. All right, we're going to get Too Slim to sing our first song. We're going to dedicate it to Jimmy DeBerg in Washington, Virginia. Yeah. Well, that's what it says. He listens to us over WAMU, and Too Slim is going to sing,
yes.
Have Gun, We'll Travel.
Right you are. We hope this is richly evocative of an earlier bygone Western time. It's what we hope. Have gun, we'll travel, reads the card of a man. Night without armor in a savage land. His fast gun for hire reads the calling wind. The soldier of fortune is the man called Paladin. Paladin, Paladin, where do you roam? Paladin, Paladin, far, far from home. He travels on to wherever he must. A chestnut of silver is his badge of trust. There are campfire legends that the plainsmen spin of a man with the gun, of a man called Paladin. Paladin, Paladin, where do you roam? Paladin, Paladin, far, far from home. Paladin, Paladin, where do you roam? Paladin, Paladin, far, far from home.
Riders Radio Theater will roar back into your home following this message. Here's retired movie celebrity and noted bonehead, the world's favorite talking horse skull, Two Jaws.
Thanks, Texas Fix. Folks, I'll bet my coat hanger that you're burned out on yard work. Does the thought of mowing one more blade of grass make you scream? Does it suddenly seem like that bed of pansies just isn't worth it? Wouldn't you rather crack a cold one and tune in a truck pull? Well, it may be time for you to call Death Valley Topsoil. Yes, Death Valley Topsoil, guaranteed to grow absolutely nothing or your money back. Call now, and your load of Death Valley Topsoil is on its way to you, delivered by two good-sized men in a big brown dump truck. Just spread it all over your property, and presto, nothing happens. It just lays there, like me. Your neighbors will be baking their brains out, weeding, trimming, hedging, but not you. You'll be fiddling with your remote, tuning to your favorite fishing show.
What's the secret of Death Valley Topsoil?
Simple. We dig it up out of downwind of Hanford, Rocky Flats, the Fernald Processing Plant. It's a gift that keeps on giving. Oh, your good-for-nothing teenager may not realize it now, but he'll never have to worry about annoying growth around the house again. Not unless he lives 100,000 years, the average half-life of Death Valley Topsoil.
But how does it look?
It looks great. So get on the horn. Call 1-900-TOPSOIL. That's 1-900-TOPSOIL and order your first load now. It's a puny $9.99 a yard. And if you act before my duct tape peels, I'll throw in a plastic replica of me, Two Jaws, and a plywood cactus. It takes literally less than 60 seconds to beautifully landscape your lawn for all eternity.
Remember, that's 1-900-TOPSOIL. Call now.
And I'll be down at the end of the trail laying on a big pile of Death Valley topsoil waiting for you.
And now back to Riders Radio Theater.
Thank you, Texas Bix. Thank you, Two Jaws. You're beautifully articulated tonight. You know, it's a mighty big job taking all this good beef to hungry people on our show, and sometimes we need extra hands to help out. Too Slim?
Yes.
Who have you booked to join the great trail drive this week?
Well, Ranger Doug, excitement is running high around the bunkhouse tonight. We have not one, not two, not three, but four, count them, four cowgirls. They headquarter out Seattle way. They pick and sing up a storm. I believe folks are going to be hearing a lot more of these ladies. Folks, please make welcome Ranch Romance.
Howdy. Well, thank you very much. It's great to be here.
Gosh, it's good to have you here. Just go down and tell the folks who you are here.
Okay, well, on the fiddle and vocals, we have Barbara Lamb. I'm Joe Miller, and I play rhythm guitar and do lead vocals. Lisa Teo on the mandolin and vocals, and Nancy Katz on the upright Clevenger bass and vocals.
Oh, how about it? What you gonna favor us with, girls?
Well, we got a swell tune here. This one comes from Pearl Harbor and the Explosions, and it's called Cowboys and Indians.
Hot dog.
One, two, one, two, three. Yeah.
Ray. Oh, man.
That's too great.
Wonderful.
Well, thank you. Thank
Let's
you so
turn
much.
It up.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
We are so thrilled to have you on the show. You've been creating a sensation wherever you go.
Well, thanks a heapin' helpin' too, Slim. We do our best, and it has been a really great year for Ranch Romance, but you never know in this business. We're still holding on to our day jobs. I think you guys probably know what we mean.
Well, I heard that.
Well, I'd be interested to know exactly what are your day jobs.
Well, we're nitro drivers.
I beg your pardon?
Nitro drivers. We drive a tanker full of nitro to construction sites.
Really?
Yeah, two of us drive the pickup with the warning lights, and two of us drive the tanker. Pays really good, so we have time to concentrate on our music.
Wow, that must be so dangerous. I saw this movie one time about nitro drivers, and they fell off this mountain.
Well, that was the old days, too, Slim. Technology has made nitro driving safer than making waffles.
Wow. Yep, we read that in USA Today.
In fact, our tanker's parked out back. We're delivering a load right after the show.
Right in back of the Emory Theater? Say, isn't that kind of risky?
Nope, not at all. All you have to do is remember to activate the auxiliary hydraulic stabilizer when you turn off the truck engine.
And if you don't, anything at all could set it off, even slamming the truck door.
But if you do, it's as safe as a glass of milk.
Yep, we read that in USA Today.
Really? Yeah.
Of course, then, just now, you remember to turn on the auxiliary hydraulic stabilizer.
Sure, only a big doofus would forget something that simple.
Really? How big a doofus exactly?
Well, I figure he'd have to be at least 300 or 400 pounds.
Ah, well, thank heavens there's none of those around here.
Yes, thank heavens for that, Slim. Well, I know you ladies have got a lot of miles to ride, so ladies and gentlemen, please, another big hand for Ranch Romance!
Riders Radio Theater is a Mammoth Radio Pictures production in association with WBXU. This program is being taped live at the Emory Theater in the Queen City of the West, Cincinnati, Ohio. Stay with us, Saddlebound. We'll be right back. Here's a little of the music that rode west with the pioneers. Welcome back, Buckaroos and Buckarettes. You're listening to Riders Radio Theater. And now Riders Radio Theater presents the ongoing saga of the Cowboy Way. Tonight, episode 4 of the exciting Western melodrama, Return of the Phantom. As faithful listeners will no doubt recall, bad times have come calling all across Tumbleweed Valley. The venomous Slocum, through a variety of underhanded deals, has virtually gained control of the Tumbleweed River, the valley's major source for water. All that stands in his way is the acquisition of Miss Marm's down-home organic prune ranch. And in our last episode, after Miss Marm refused all his offers, he sent his henchman Charlie in the dead of night to kidnap her. Once in her ranch house, Charlie chloroformed himself while chasing her Australian barking cat, Matilda. However, he eventually succeeded in abducting Miss Marm when she tripped over his prostrate body and banged her head on the corner of her Atwater Kent floor model radio, knocking herself out. Also, as surely even moderately faithful listeners know by now, Ranger Doug is suffering from amnesia and believes himself to be Don Ricardo Proboscis, the legendary 17th century mass crusader for truth, justice, and water rights, known as the Phantom of the Valley. And now, episode 4, entitled Blood on the Radio. It is the morning of Miss Marm's abduction, and riders in the sky, minus Ranger Doug, arrive at Miss Marm's cozy ranch house. They're hoping to find news of Ranger Doug's whereabouts and maybe a little breakfast.
Whoa, boy.
Hey, I don't smell any coffee.
I guess we're too late for breakfast.
Something's wrong here. The door is standing wide open. And look inside there. The place is a wreck.
We better go in and check it out. Miss Marm? Miss Marm, are you here?
Gee, this place is a mess. Looks like somebody's been chased all around the room or something.
Meow!
What's that sound?
Meow! Meow!
It's Matilda, Miss Marm's Australia barking cat. Hi, Matilda. Here, kitty, 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 kitty.
Meow! Woof, woof, meow!
She's trying to tell us something, boys. She wants us to follow her into the bedroom.
Oh, we better go see what it is.
Yeah, she wants us to see.
Meow! Meow!
She's not in here.
But look! There's blood on the radio!
A quick call to the high sheriff brings him on the run, and only a short time later, he's on the job at the scene of the crime.
Howdy, boys.
Howdy, Sheriff Drywall.
I just need the facts. What happened here?
Well, we believe Miss Marm's been kidnapped. Her house is a wreck, and there's blood on the radio!
Yeah, and look at these horse tracks we found over here.
From the depth and width of them, we think they were made by a strawberry roan carrying at least a 300-pound doofus and a tied-up Miss Marm as well. We gotta get after him, Sheriff.
Slim, just hold on there a second there, partner. Kidnapping is a very serious offense.
I know.
This is no place for amateur detectives. Uh-uh. This calls for serious professional police work. Now, you boys, just rest easy for a minute while I conduct my investigation. I'll start my investigation in the house. Proper police work requires careful consideration of all the facts, and you amateurs are just too quick to jump to conclusions.
Meow! Meow! Meow!
What the heck is that?
Whoa! Are you okay, Sheriff Drywall?
I'm fine. I'll tell you what, I'll take your word for it, for that blood on the radio stuff in there. What about these tracks? Looks like they were made by a strawberry roan carried a 300-pound doofus on a tied-up school teacher.
Oh, you don't say.
I'm sure of it. I'm going to have to deputize you boys for my posse. Y'all got any horses around here?
We sure do. That's them right over there.
It looks like two horses and a mule to me.
Well, that's my mule, Senator. He can outlast any nag in the valley.
Okay, I hereby deputize all of you. Now let's mount up and follow these tracks.
Okay, get up there.
Wasting no time, High Sheriff Drywall and his stalwart posse take off in hot pursuit of Miss Marm and her kidnapper. At first, the trail is easy to follow, but as the posse heads across busted flats, the ground gets harder and the tracks get fainter and fainter until they seem to peter out just as Sheriff Drywall and his men approach a big mesa in the middle of nowhere.
Whoa! Hold up there, man. Hold up.
What is it, Sheriff Drywall?
These tracks are getting pretty faint, boys.
We've lost them.
No, we ain't. Nope. I think we can still make them out. They're heading around this mesa here. Come on, follow me, boys.
Giddy up here!
And off they go around the mesa and back again.
Whoa! Hold up, man.
What is it now, Sheriff Drywall?
There's some new tracks here. Looks like he's getting reinforcements.
Oh, reinforcements?
Yep. From the looks of these tracks, I'd say there's three cowboys and an old geezer cook on a mule joined up with them.
A geezer cook? Well, I guess they gotta eat.
I reckon so. Come on, let's go, boys. These tracks look pretty fresh. I think we're gaining on them. Yeah, come on.
This may take a while. And while it's doing so, a certain 300-pound doofus is reporting to his boss at a secret construction site on the famed old XXX ranch near the banks of the Tumbleweed River.
So you stashed her in the old Miller's cave and everything went all right.
Yeah, Slocum, everything went pretty well.
Now we'll keep her there until I can forge some documents to prove she signed her ranch over to me.
Uh-huh. Say, what's all this construction going on,
this
poor boss?
This ain't construction, Charlie. Uh-huh. This is destruction.
What?
We're tunneling under the Tumbleweed River to the basalt shield that forms the riverbed.
Oh.
Should be done any minute now. Anyway, I got a load of nitro doing about sundown. We're gonna set it off inside the tunnel there and drain the river into a series of caverns that underlies this whole end of the valley.
Why do you want to do that, boss?
Because without water in the river, this valley will turn into a desert. Property values plunge. I can buy everybody out for a song.
Song.
Meanwhile, back at the mesa, another circuit has been completed.
Whoa, hold it.
Good grief, not more reinforcements.
Yep. Looks like three more cowboys and another old geezer cook have joined up with them, boys.
Boy, he must be hungry.
Yep, well, they gotta eat. I don't know what's going on here, boys, but I do know we're gaining on them. These latest tracks can't be more than an hour old. Come on, let's ride.
And so as the sun begins to sink across the great western horizon, the great chase continues. For how long, who knows? But back at Slocum's secret construction site, the tunnel is finished. The workers are gone, and Slocum and Charlie are watching a big tanker truck, preceded by a pickup truck with flashing yellow lights, driving up the dirt roads towards them.
Here they are, Charlie, right on time. While I'm dealing with them, you better take a look around, make sure everybody from the construction crew is gone.
Right, boss.
Are you Slocum?
That's me. Is that my nitro?
If you got our pay, it is.
Well, I got your money right here. You ladies don't work cheap.
No, we don't.
Yeah? Well, it's all here. Let's go.
Yeah, wait a minute. I need you to drive the tanker down into the tunnel over there and offload the nitro.
Okay, but that's overtime.
Yep, it'll cost you more dough.
Eh?
That's a union rule.
How much more dough?
Whatever public radio scale is.
Are you crazy? I can't pay that kind of dough. Just to drive a truck into a tunnel?
Look, Slocum, this truck has all the latest safety devices, but one wrong step and something as simple as the closing of the truck door could set that nitro off.
What a reading. Wow.
Yep. We earn our money. It takes a highly skilled technician or a really big doofus to tackle this job.
Oh, yeah? How big a doofus?
At least a 300-pound one.
In that case, I don't need you. So long.
Okay. So long, but you better take this card. It's a list of the safety steps you need to take anytime you move that tanker.
Aw, thanks.
Let's go.
Oh, Charlie.
Yeah? What do you want, Slocum?
Yeah, come here. I got something you want. I want you to do for me.
Yeah, well, what is it, boss?
I got a little job for you, Charlie. Yeah. You see that tanker truck there?
Sure, I see.
I want
it.
You to get in it, drive it into the tunnel all the way to the end.
Okay.
Oh, hold it a second, Charlie. Yeah. Before you go, I better read you these safety instructions here.
Yeah? Safety instructions? Say, yeah. Is this job dangerous, Slocum?
No, Charlie. Any 300-pound doofus can do it.
Oh, okay.
Now listen up. Here's what you got to do once you get the truck in the tunnel.
Yeah.
One, you put the gear lever in park.
Yeah.
Second, you put on the emergency brake.
Yeah.
Third, turn the ignition off. Easy enough so far, right?
Right.
Fourth, and this is very important, it says here in big letters, you reach over and flip on the little switch next to the radio.
Yeah.
It turns on the auxiliary hydraulic stabilizers.
Yeah.
The things that keep little things like the shutting of the truck door from setting off the nitro.
Oh, yeah.
And all you do is get out of the truck and come back here. Tomorrow morning we'll set it off with a remote control. Got it?
Sure, I got it. It's easy. Drive the truck down to the end of the tunnel.
Yeah.
Put it in park.
Yep.
Then the emergency brake.
Right.
Turn off the engine.
Got it.
The switch by the radio. Get out. Come back here.
You got it, Charlie. Right. Get going, big guy.
Be right back. Okay. Get in here, start her up. Okay, let's go down and see what this tunnel looks like. Oh, nice graffiti. It's good, okay. Okay, put her here in park. Set the emergency brake. Yeah, turn off the engine. Well, sounds like it stalled anyway. And finally, what was that? Turn the radio on, that's right. Okay.
Accordion, hope for music hour.
Oh, I hate accordions. What was next? Is it open the door? Get out and go back to where the boss is. That's it. Okay. That was easy enough.
Is this the end of the doofus? Where did he go wrong? More to the point, will he ever do anything right? To find the explosive answers to these dynamite questions, sit by your radio and wait for the next exciting episode of Phantom of the Valley, entitled The Big Bang, Fact or Fiction. It's thunderous, earth-shaking, strident melodrama you won't want to miss, and it's coming soon to this Theater of the Mind. Now here again, Riders in the Sky and the nitro-driving ranch romance.
What are we going to do here, ladies? Let's do something to close this show out.
Let's do a little of that My Window Faces the South.
Well, let's just do it.
One, two, three.
My window faces the South. I'm almost halfway to heaven. Snow is falling, now I can see. Cotton smiling back at me. My window faces the south.
Oh, my
the mouth. Our window faces the sound.
Oh, Babs! Joey the Cow Polka King! Here's from Little Miss Lisa!
This is the VXU Radio Network.